social media more broadly has come under the microscope for, I mean, many years, really, for its capacities to spread misinformation. Do you worry at all that, you know, even though you might be doing really fantastic reporting, that your social first association will mean that some individuals are more skeptical or less trustworthy of the brand because that's where it lives?
Yeah, I mean, look, the reason we're on social is because of the misinformation crisis on social. There's a lot of companies, when we started this, a lot of companies were kind of pointing out misinformation, which is a very noble and worthwhile thing to do on social media. Our point was, how can we flood the zone with actually high quality content that's produced for social to also tackle that misinformation crisis? And this goes back to, we're not doing this on our own. We need to partner and work with the social platforms, the creators who are creating news content, traditional media. Like, that is the mission of the news movement, to kind of position itself at the center of that ecosystem. So do I worry about, I mean, look, wherever we appear, we're going to have that thing thrown at us. The other key part of our content strategy, which actually I haven't touched upon, is, especially on TNM, is that kind of non-partisan, unbiased view, which is very, very, very difficult to achieve. But it's at the heart of what we do, is try and give a balance of opinions and provide context. So people are always going to accuse us, but it doesn't mean that we should avoid that space, because actually that's what's happening on traditional publishing.
Short form video does not necessarily strike me as a format that allows for the most holistic presentation of news, especially on topics that require a really high degree of detail and nuance, because you have such a short amount of time, usually a minute or less, to sprint through such complicated issues. Is short form video a good medium for news presentation, full stop?
Without answering it flippantly, maybe this is a flippant answer, It's as good as the headline, or it's better to me than the headline and the first paragraph, which on a 2,000-word article, that's what someone sometimes will read and form an opinion and make a decision off the back of that. And I think you can get more interesting and engaging information across that people can consume in a minute. However, you're totally right. For some complex subjects, you can only get so much information across in a minute, 30 seconds, 3 minutes, depending on the thing. We're also focused, and I think we need to do better here, on taking people on an onward customer journey, or an onward journey, sorry, remove the word customer. But like, hey, look, if you didn't know about this subject, if I can give you a minute of information so that you actually understand more than you did a minute ago, where else can you now go to get even more information? It might be a web article, it might be a longer form piece of video that immerses you in that subject. But the idea is not to leave the person going, okay, right, well, I think I now understand it, but I don't know where else to kind of go. So we're trying to take people on a journey rather than going, you know, and again, there's nothing wrong with a 2,000 word, well-written, well-researched article. For certain audiences, that is perfect, but it's not for every audience. And so how do we get this content to engage with these guys and give the information that they need in order to be able to then make a decision about an onward journey?
Social media has also come under fire from more traditional publishers, not just related to misinformation, but for deprecating their support for news on their platforms. And I'm curious how that's affected you guys, if at all. Has your business been impacted by a lack of recommendation in algorithm, or are you still finding that it's been totally fine this year?
It's funny, because we've only been around a year and a bit, I think we kind of missed the wave of, so we don't know any different, right? Like in terms of the company's memory, it's kind of like and we built audiences. What I find fascinating, and there are huge differences between the social media companies in terms of how they want and treat news. Some, like Snap, for example, are really leaning into the space, and they've been a fantastic partner. I think others kind of want to bury their heads in the sand a little bit and hope that it's not happening on their platform. But yet, even despite kind of pulling back from having news content on their platform or supporting news, it's prevalent, right? Whether it's official, kind of like well-researched, well-reported news, or that kind of slightly more ad hoc type news approach. It's happening on their platforms. And so I think some of the social media companies need to be told, need to realize that they need to do more to kind of help both traditional publishers see it as a viable stream, but also kind of new publishers in order to be able to kind of reach these audiences. I will say I don't subscribe to the lean back approach of, well, you know, you've come in and you disrupted our business model and therefore you need to help us. That's not where I sit on it. I think that the news industry needs to do more in order to be able to innovate and find ways of connecting with audiences, find ways of generating revenue, which they are doing. But I think it's kind of on both sides, if you like. But I do find some of the social media companies who pull back, I think it's amusing because they're the platforms where news is most prevalent still, even despite trying to kind of quash it.